Incoming transmission.
I guess we should have done more K-pop for that one. Welcome back to the Captain's Quadrant. We are excited to bring you our 100th episode. Can you believe we've done 100 of these?
It feels like 300.
Oh, wait. Is that good or bad?
I'm not going to say a word.
I will not tell you either way. Well, there's a lot going on in this 100th episode, and we thought, you know what? We can't do this alone. We got to have a special guest. And I figured there's probably no guest more special than somebody that's familiar with podcasting and has some experience. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen,
perhaps one who has some experience
in these matters.
Oh, yes, indeed, programs. Be your liberator. Be your luminary. The warrior of the wasteland, the Ayatollah of rock and roller.
Indeed, welcoming back to the Captain's Quadrant, the one and only here? Commander Jace, the Ayatollah of rock and roller.
Well, it's half accurate because I am mostly CGI, so that's fairly on point. So
it's great okay. To be back. I'm mostly AI, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Dude, it is so good to see you. I really appreciate all that you've done from day one. This whole thing started with the brilliance of this Aussie madman. That is the Ayatollah of rock and roller.
Giving me too much credit, Joe. But I do like true. What you've done with the place.
Yeah, like look how this is money well spent. This is a well done gig here.
Well, you know, since we're having a little reunion right now, we might as well make it complete.
No!
Battle Cat.
Look at that.
I noticed Battle Cat's not really appearing on the other podcasts I'm doing at the moment. She's very elitist. She only wants to appear on this show.
Well, there is a pay dispute.
So you'd end a
restraining order, which you're not allowed to talk about.
Well, I have one little thing that I want to share with you guys. I have a video file that if I do this right, because I am learned in these things, right?
Is it? I don't have my fingers on the control deck tonight. Sorry.
No. It's all good.
This is thrilling.
This is really great.
Why do you get that set up, Joe?
Here we go. Ready?
Are you ready? Go.
Hi, Captain Squadron. It's me. I'm one of the hosts of the Sci-Fi Queens. I wanted to say congratulations on behalf of the Sci-Fi Queens for your 100th episode. I also wanted to thank some Captain Squadron for giving me personally the opportunity to start on this podcasting journey. I want to make sure that everyone knows these guys are the best at what they do. And I want you guys to keep watching them and subscribe to them and support them. Joe, you're my brother. I love you so much. Thank you so much for everything. Jason, you're the best. You are the biggest softie there is, even though people may not know that about you. I hope you guys have a wonderful 100th episode. I'll be watching. Congratulations.
Joe, Jason, congratulations on 100 episodes of the Captain's Quadrant. Thank you guys so much for all the hours of insight and entertainment that you've given all of us. We love you.
Congratulations. Wow. 100, whatever's amazing. Okay, now give me a treat. You promised. Camera down. Treat now.
100 episodes.
really, Joe, Jason, and everyone else who has been involved in this fantastic YouTube channel. 100 episodes. It's clearly not enough. I think you are slacking quite a bit, and you need to get those numbers up. But seriously, though, from everyone at Nerdy Up North, from me, Captain Goodwolf, from Science Officer Sinoise, who's on a secret mission with the Geesians, we'd like to congratulate you on this monumental achievement. For God's sake, get some sleep.
Q here, also known as John Delancey. I am sending congratulations to the Captain's Quadrant. Not only from me, but from Joe. Well, wow. The 100th podcast episode. Congratulations, guys. I actually looked you up. And I listened to a couple of the podcasts. Very nice. Very good. It's amazing to me, you know, what Gene has wrought. Gene Roddenberry wrought. Oh, what was it? Maybe 57 years ago. He might have said it was a wagon train to the stars. But it has become so, so much more. I had the pleasure of having lunch with Gene twice in the first year that I was doing Q. not P or R, Q. But we didn't talk about Star Trek.
Wow.
I don't think a word. We talked about airplanes. I had written a script about the Pete and Paul Air Camper, a kit that you could buy in the 30s that you put together, and you had to supply the Model A Ford engine. I don't know if it came with a propeller or not. And we talked a lot about that, and we talked about its flying days and what have you. It's just amazing, you know. Star Trek is just amazing, and the community that it has garnered over the years is equally so. And I am blessed with having had the opportunity to do it. And when you think that when they called me for my audition, I didn't show up.
It's a very cute thing to do.
I didn't show up. They had to call a second time. You know, life is very strange and sometimes quite wonderful. So with that, I send you my best. Congratulations again on your 100th podcast. Clearly, you're doing something good. People really enjoy it. And I wish you another 100 podcast episodes. Cheers. Q here.
Oh, well, wow. Yeah. You know, I figured since this was 100, what better way to wrap it up with a man that lives eons?
John Delancey watched our show. Oh my God. I hope he didn't watch any of our second season Picard.
Yeah. He watched two of them. So yeah.
Oh, which God. Two of them?
The Picard one, because that was the last one we did.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, let's hope.
Well, I mean the last Picard one we did, I think I spent it going, where's John Delancey? We need more John Delancey.
Yeah, I think
where's more Q? Q would make the show better. So I hope he liked that. Well, if you're watching Mr. Delancey, thank you. That was so awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not so sure, Delancey. I'm really not. So. No, thank you. Thank you.
That was cool. I you know, it was worth it. It was so fun. And I had the pleasure of meeting him twice. So, you know, I asked him because they can reject you and he didn't. He's what a guy. What a guy.
Yeah. Good guy.
Good guy. All right. Well, we have a show to do and an episode to talk about. We brought Jace back because we didn't actually get to talk about a lot of the Strange New World episodes. And we decided, you know, we should probably do one that is Agony Booth worthy. And that would be the Subspace Rhapsody, because music is not for everyone and musicals are for even less. So... we are going to hop right into WTF did we just watch? Jace, again, thank you for that. We like that you kept the G-rated version and didn't have any of the captain's dingling happening.
Removed.
Yeah. Oh man, we've got a lot of our friends in the group, but we watched Subspace Rhapsody, the musical episode. There was a subspace anomaly that caused communications to go frying, and when you did communicate, it forced everybody on your ship to sing. Yeah.
As it happens, yes.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. So, Jace, since you're back for the first time, let's hear what the F did we just watch with Subspace Rhapsody?
You know, this show, this episode particularly, has a real problem in the second act. But I'm going to stand by and go, I watched this again, and I enjoyed it more the second time.
Oh, wow.
I would say this episode has about 3 songs too many. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it, for a standalone episode, for what it was, I think people are unfairly criticizing this episode. That's how I felt about it. So I didn't actually hate it. I was ready to hate it, but I didn't hate it. I thought, like, some of these songs are bangers in this episode. They really are. Like, there's some really fantastic music. But there's also a real lull in the second act, which kind of destroys it. And I can pinpoint the moment, guys. It's right when Pike starts singing to his girlfriend.
Yeah,
you can almost feel the vacuum getting sucked out of the room. Because by then you're going, nah, this is too much. That was the moment when, nah, this is too much. They bring it all back at the end. And to see Bruce Horak return,
that was
as well, in a really sweet little moment at the end. This is, look, I don't want to ever see another musical episode on Star Trek again, but I'm glad this came out. And, you know, I don't know if it deserves the spot you put on the Agony Wheel, Joe. I'm challenging you right now. I don't think it deserved its spot.
Well, I will 100% disagree because it was very rewatching it. I ended up skipping a lot of the stuff because it was like, I don't need to hear this music. It's hard for me to sit through musicals. I know my mom, Cosmic Mom, who wishes us all the best, and I think she was elated to see you here again. So, I can tell you right now that once it got to like song 3 or 4, and when my mom used to take me to musicals, I was going, I'm gonna leave. Why do you hate me? So this brought a lot of those type of memories back, and I was like, for sure. I felt like there were 4 lights for me. I have a weird quirk. Before you get it, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I have a weird quirk. I do like songs. I did like the K-pop one. I did like one of Spock's song, and I felt like the singers, Celia, Uhura, and Soong, those were great numbers, but I just felt like, okay, we could have like wrapped this up really quick with like less music. Like you said, they could cut some of the songs. It would be much better. But Jason Roy Gaston, what did you feel? What the F did we just watch?
I firmly believe that this episode belongs on the Wheel of Agony. And I say that as a theater kid and as somebody who loves musicals, because in my mind, the episode was half baked. I don't think that they were ready for it. And it really stinks because you can tell they put so much effort into this episode, but I just don't think it was ready. They should have held off. They should have refined the idea, because this should have been a full out comedy. It should have been the most hilarious thing in the world, but it just wasn't. It was just an episode of Star Trek where they happened to sing. And I don't think the songs were really that good either. The only one that really stuck with me was Keep Us Connected, that was sung by Celia Rose Gooding, who was fantastic.
Best singer.
That one. Yeah, she is an incredible singer. But the rest of the songs just kind of flew by like, meh. It was just, I just did not care for it. I don't hate the episode. I don't think it's a bad episode. I just think that for as much ambition as they showed for it, we got very little return, and so I find the entire episode frustrating.
And I got to say, I reckon that the problem I think you're having, Jace, is really with the script. All right, it's the script you've got a problem with.
What's going on?
Because you're right. Because they didn't go for comedy; they went for romance.
Right.
And this is This is an opportunity for them in this episode. Because if you notice, they're dealing with all the emotional stuff with the characters. And I wonder if they were patting themselves on the back in the writer's room going, hey, we can do with a bunch of stuff in this episode that maybe we don't have to come back into next episodes for. So I think that's where their reasoning was, but it falls flat. I agree. It should have been hilarious.
Yeah. So obviously they took major cues from Once More with Feeling, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer musical. They even gave them a shout out at one point whenever they said, are we all going to turn into bunnies? You know, which was a recurring joke in that episode. But here's the thing. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer musical is probably one of the most entertaining episodes of television ever produced, in my opinion. Because they not only did what Star Trek was trying to do, deal with all these character moments and inner turmoil by just busting it out like a belch you can't control, but they went and made it a comedy. As a matter of fact, this episode has so much in common with the Buffy the Vampire Slayer musical that it's uncanny. It's almost like they watched it and lifted ideas from it.
No!
Which is fine. No. Which is fine. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. It's just,
the whole time I was watching it, all I could think of was Buffy did it first, Buffy did it better.
See, I'm the opposite. I have problems with some of the music in that Buffy episode.
But they kept the song short, though. It just seems like these songs just kept going, and that was the agony for me.
It was just like, stop.
I actually timed a couple of the songs that went almost 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a long time on screen.
Yeah. I mean, like, I agree. Like, if they would have made this more comedic, I thought it would have worked. Or if this was the crossover episode with the Lower Deckers, this could have been a blast.
No, this would have been an amazing. This would have been an amazing opportunity to do a crossover where we get the Doctor from Voyager.
Oh yeah, that would.
That would have been great.
I don't know how that would have.
I don't know how it would have worked either. But you know what? If they can cross over with Lower Decks, they can do anything.
Yeah, I reckon that'd be amazing because he comes in and he's the only one who really can solve the problem while the rest of the crew is.
Maybe an old EMH program. Hey, you know what? Sometime in the 25th century, the Doctor decides to write an opera about Captain Pike. And so he creates it on the holodeck.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. There's the episode right there.
Beautiful.
And then it ends with end program.
Yeah.
Yeah. That worked for a Enterprise
once before, right? Yeah.
And you know what else would have been great? Have you know, other characters from Voyager pop up in like little cameos, like have Neelix on a screen. Oh, you're writing a opera about who? Pike, I've never heard of him. Who is that? Well, let me hear a song. Oh, that's terrible.
For those of you that are just joining us, welcome to the Captain's Quadrant. We are live. We have our old buddy and originator back in the mix, VHS Jace. They're having a lot of fun together, hanging out with us here in the Captain's Quadrant.
If you say so.
Yeah, I know this is the agony booth. But he enjoyed the musical episode, so he's not in agony.
I'm not in agony. I'm digging with it. You're lucky I'm not doing this in interpretive dance this whole show. I can't sing, so I won't pretend to do that.
Yeah.
But I could tell you things with movements.
There you go. So, I've got a whole glasses expansion. I don't have sunglasses. I'm not that fancy. I do have.
These are broken, so I got to be
careful. Oh, no.
You've got enough lens there?
Yeah, Elton John wants his glasses back.
I think somebody said that to J.J. Abrams, except they said lens flare.
All right. So we should then go into why would you do that?
There's nothing there.
Grabs the crap out of him. He really yanked him. Oh my goodness. Geez.
I tried to tell you, Captain Brockhart.
Yeah, I don't mean to talk. Jason Roy Gaston, why would they do that?
I think I've already answered that question. Somebody watched Buffy one time and thought, that's great. Let's do that. They did that and then thought, well, let's do that. Let's take all the fun away and let's not hire anybody who can write fun music. There we go.
So that's where I disagree. I think most of the music in this is very well orchestrated and created. I think it's been the strongest part. I don't care what you say. If you don't agree, you're wrong.
Oh, plug. Wrong channel. Yeah.
Wrong channel. But don't do that. That hurts. You know, I only got stitches there recently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, look, I think, honestly, why would they do that is to the writers. Mm-hmm. Why would you write something that was, yes, musical should be uplifting, kind of energetic and all that, and then hit it with deep emotional character moments? But, man, you know, Lan, that song that Lan sings, like, what I love about her so much, and especially when she's singing that song, is she always comes across that she's barely keeping it together.
Yes.
And when she does that with that her song, the one she does in her quarters, I don't know. I buy that really well. I thought that was a wonderful performance by her that moment.
Mm. Okay. All right. For me, I think why they did that is because you have two really good singers in the cast, and they were like, you know what? Let's showcase your singing. And Lan had an album coming out not long after. So, excuse me. So I think, like, much like it was a clash. Oh, yeah. We went from fart jokes to hiccups. You know, she had an album that came out not too long after this. And I think that this was probably like a layup for Lan. A layup for Lan! So Christina Chong's album came out.
Maybe that's where they stuffed up. Instead of getting everybody who, it'll get everybody in the cast to sing, maybe they should just focused on the singers.
Yeah.
I would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
Notice Carol Kane doesn't get a solo in this.
Who?
Anyone notice in this entire episode, our engineer, chief engineer, actually doesn't sing a line of song unless it's with other people to help down out her voice.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we love Carol Kane. Yeah. Carol Kane just read the script and said, no.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not singing. I don't know to sing. Singing is not for me. So we've discussed why they did that because it makes sense. Now let's discuss redeeming features. Now, I think this is going to be VHS Jace's big moment because he actually liked the episode. So without further ado.
It looks like gold. Tastes like gold.
It is gold.
It is gold. So for Jason, that VHS Jace, that is gold.
I kind of already stated why I like it. I think the songs work. I think the first act, that first 10 minutes is great. I think the last 15 minutes of the episode's really strong as well. I like it because of conceptually it's bold. Yes, it is derivative of a television show from 25 years ago, but like, what isn't these days derivative? Mm-hmm. However, Simpsons did it first. Yeah. On a rail episode.
Right.
Yeah, like I honestly think it was a bold choice to do it. It feels like this would be an episode from a season 5 or something. To do it so early on in this series is surprising. And I'm glad they did it. I just never want to see another one. So I appreciate
even though I like it.
But you can, right? I mean, aren't there movies that you've watched, you've gone, that was a great movie, I'm never watching it again for the rest of my life. And that's generally, I think, Subspace Memories is for me. Subspace Rhapsody, not... What's going on there, Jason? Always the chaos in his room.
The cat are you? It's good to have you guys back, all the three of us here.
I just had a ice cream stick just launched at me from the floor.
Wow.
And I don't even know how she did it.
Those cats are ninjas, man.
She's evolving. That's what it is.
Enough talk about musicals.
Yeah, exactly.
First, you're flinging paper pot sticks at you. The next thing you know, she's going to be designing a new source of fusion energy and then just take over and dominate.
You know, I willingly submit to my feline overlords. That's fine. As long as they don't sing. Of course, that'll be the national anthem once they take over. Is meow 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 meow. Hey, you know what? We could have had a Lower Decks musical and Fiona sang that part.
Yeah.
Meow 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 meow. I want fish and I want dinner. Shaxx, you big boy, please deliver.
Oh my goodness. Jason Roy Gaston, redeeming.
Redeeming features. Okay. So, yeah, as my colleague pointed out, it was ambitious. It was bold. Because instantly when they said that they were going to do a Star Trek musical, the nerds came out of the woodwork and started complaining before they even saw a frame of it. I think that I applaud them for wanting to do something different, because if there's one thing that Strange New Worlds did in their second season, it was take chances and do weird things. Mm-hmm. And I like it whenever a show does weird things. It doesn't always work out, unfortunately, but I always appreciate the effort. I appreciate the ambition of some of the numbers. I do think that they should have gone bigger with a lot of them, but I also understand that the plot demanded that they had to work up to the final act, and I respect that as well. As I said, Celie Rose Gooding's song was incredible. That's the one earworm for me that I think about, is just her singing, "Everywhere I go, I'm good with solo." I don't know the song. I was listening to it on the way
up. Is that when she's figuring it out at the end?
Yeah. I just thought that was really good. I actually think that's the highlight of the episode, even more so than the last one, except maybe Klingon K-pop. That was funny.
That was amazing. And that's my redeeming feature. Because not only did you get our buddy Bruce moves. Yeah,
he's got some and, moves. The boy can dance.
I'm sorry, I love the gold Klingon uniforms.
Me too. Those
look
cool.
They look so cool, and I love how they have brought the Klingons back to basics, but at the same time, they don't look like TNG Klingons. They look like Strange New Worlds Klingons.
Altogether. I feel like they're also trying to honor a bit of the Discovery Klingons with that.
They are, yes, and I think they should.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yes.
Yeah, like I said, I appreciate whenever shows do things bold and weird, and if they're, you can complain about Discovery all you want, but they were not afraid of going bold and weird, and I don't think they get enough credit for that, even if it didn't always work out.
Yeah. My redeeming feature, of course, is the Klingon K-pop warriors. I watched it and put on the subtitles because that last line I could never figure out. It's like, why are you always dragging us in your drama? We want to slay you. So make Klingon blood scream was the last line. So I was like,
yeah, it's a weird line. Yeah.
But I could never figure it out. I've been watching it since it came out in August. I'm like, what is he saying? And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I could put subtitles on and find out what he's saying. I forgot I had that on my television. So, yeah, I'm a swift one. another redeeming feature was how cool and chill was Nurse Chapel in this scene. I thought that...
How brutal was she?
Yeah,
like, she was... When you talk about that was despicable move by her, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. She was cruel and mean and was a mean.
Talk about a smackdown on Spocky boy. I mean, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Basically saying, you are not even going to factor in my next decision. Like, that's some harsh words.
You know, after I finished watching this episode, I went ahead and rewatched the season finale with the Gorn, where Spock rescues Chapel from the Kyoga. And I just thought, you know, what a great ending that would have been, like, whenever they're evacuating the ship, for Spock to sing that song back to her and just kind of push her back into the ship.
Oh.
And he floats away, just kind of two-fingered, you know,
two-fingered
human salute.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would have been amazing. Yes.
You want to talk about the collective jaws of Star Trek fans dropping everywhere, because you know that she would have survived. But that would explain all of the tension between them on the original series. Just every time Spock walks in, she goes, it's not that she's in love with him. It's that I'm afraid you're going to try to kill me again, you crazy man.
You're going to leave me to die with that big space monster lizard.
I did damage to Nurse Chapel as a character for me in that episode. This way.
Yeah? Wow.
If I think about an animal, I think about her behavior with that. Like, to me, it's just like, you a B-word. That's what you are.
Mm. Yeah. Z formation. Yeah. But I really like the positioning of a lot of the characters, because when they did the big number at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of funny. Especially like they brought all the people that could actually sing a little bit more forward. like the scene.
Yeah, see poor Cal Kane's in the corner there. I gotta say though, can somebody ask me this question? This anomaly. Mm-hmm. Which gets everybody to harmonize, to sing. Was it ever determined in the episode that they would dance as well?
No. Nope.
So there's a bit of an issue there, right?
Yeah. By the way,
I haven't explained away the songs, but the choreography, that's just normal.
Okay. Okay, wait a second. You don't have any trouble with everybody singing. You don't have any issue with the music that appears out of nowhere, but the dancing was too much.
Yeah.
It was. I will buy your ridiculous logic of an episode, but you gotta at least explain away the obvious things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This will make you sing and dance.
It was the subspace convergence layer. There you go.
Thank you. If that line was there, I'm in. I'll buy that.
he went into the agony booth and came back out. Look at that. This is amazing. Yeah.
I just wanted to see one song from Pike to Captain Kirk. What the hell are you doing on my ship again?
Mm.
Yeah.
What the hell are you on my ship for again? I don't know. I'm just the first officer on the Farragut.
Kirk, go away.
You know what else this episode reminded me of? Is I don't care about Pike's relationship with the other captain. I want it over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a season premiere where it looks like things aren't going to go very well. So
she's going to die.
Ah, beautiful. She's
going to have a baby.
Oh, she's gonna have a baby? Oh yeah, Gorn infants.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Gonna be popping Gorn.
Yes.
Just like
popping Gorn.
Like Zitz.
Pop Gorn.
Pop Gorn.
Pop Gorn, yes.
That's it. We it's a live show, so we're trademarking that.
Yeah.
Popcorn. You can get that in your local cinema one day. Yep.
If you eat it, we will not be held liable for any Gorn eruptions from your body.
Yes. Yes. Commander, do you have access to that of what you need on the control room? Or you want me to particularly push any buttons?
Off me?
Yes. Because you
Commander. That's right. That was my old job. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've forgotten I'm back in. Are you talking about we're going to go back to things that I used to do? I used to like throw into commercial break. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know what? I thought I would go back in the art. You asked me to come back on the 100th episode, and I thought, well, it's time to go back into the archives and find some of the great commercials that I've shared with you guys and everyone else out there. So here's just a couple episodes. We'll just do one at a time of some of the great, to remind people, some of the great Star Trek material there is out there.
Space, the final frontier.
Aye, Captain. You can choose your space with a Serta.
Don't cling on to that old mattress. Dual Comfort Serta mattresses let you have soft or firm on the same mattress. Boldly dream like you never dreamed before. Beam on board to the side that's right for you. And the Dodge set your savings for stunning.
Captain, you won't be undersold?
Make it so.
A logical choice. Live long and sleep.
Live long and sleep.
Is there been a better commercial ever made? I don't know.
No. I actually want to buy a Serta now.
There actually has been a better commercial made, and this is the best Star Trek commercial ever done.
Looks clear, Freddy.
Okay. Ready, Eddie?
Yeah! Let's go!
Wow, Star Trek Deep Space Nine scampers.
There's Odo! Kira! Warf!
And the Cardassian.
All four beautifully sculpted.
One free in special Shreddy's packs.
Oops, ink pad not included.
See you soon.
Good holy Shreddy.
Remember how long that joke went?
I had to bring it back, dude.
Oh my god, I bought you a box of Shreddies. And
you did, and they were delicious, and I couldn't leave my bathroom for a week.
Yeah, regular now.
Brand new Deep Space Nine stamp. Here's Major Kira and Odo. We would have been Sisko, but Avery Brooks said, hell no. We also have
Space Hitler.
Yeah.
That's how they deliver the line in the commercial. And a Cardassian.
And a Cardassian. It's like, damn.
And Cardassian scum.
Yeah.
You deserve everything that the Resistance did to you.
Exactly.
If I look back in the archives, I reckon there was at least 70 or 80 commercials we had showed over that period. Over this 100 episodes, easily.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone say Shreddies?
Yeah.
That's what I do to Daddy's leg.
That Shreddies was comedy gold. Oh, that was comedy gold for weeks.
Oh my god!
And I know Jason, VHS Jason. I'm sure that bugged the shit out of you for a little while, though.
Oh no, it did. But that's what makes it funny for me to get annoyed at it, and then find it funny again, and get annoyed at it, and think, why did I even start?
We call it Shreddies for what it does to your bowels.
Yeah, that was the joke. Yes,
it's us, the Demon Cereal, back. We also have Babylon 5 pins.
I wonder if anyone out there actually ever got any of the stamps. Is there anyone out there that had them?
I don't know, because I want one. Yeah. I want the Cardassian.
I want four.
I want all four. I'm sure you get them on eBay for like $1,000 or something like that.
Look, it's Chief O'Brien. Oh, I feel sad.
It's Kiko. I mean, Kiko.
Oh, by the way, can we stop with this Elf on the Shelf Star Trek
stuff? Oh, please.
Officially.
Do.
Please do. I'm so over it.
With the memes?
They're getting...
Yeah,
there's always images. It was one of O'Brien in space, and it was supposed to be O'Brien in Orion. And it's, you know, it's just like, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's given me an aneurysm.
Yeah. I saw it this morning. Ironically, you say that because I saw a Cisco and a Disco.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
I was just like,
Have you ever seen the one where he's in the kitchen and he's cooking and it's Cisco with the Crisco?
Oh wow!
See, and then you're going, stretching. Yeah.
But I don't know if anybody's ever done Scotty on the potty. Somebody meme it. That's the last one you can do.
All right.
Yeah, and then it's over.
Odo on the Komodo.
Oh, gosh.
You can have him riding a Komodo. Oh, look, my Photoshop skills are already starting to twitch now.
I complained about.
I'm flip flopping now. Now I'm going to make all of them. I'm going to take over on the memes.
Yes, awesome. And you have more delightful memories down our member berries.
Well, you know, I mean, we've gone through some things in this show back in the day. I mean, certainly, I think one of the controversies that we had to kind of deal with had to do with your dog. I mean, you know, it was problematic. I mean, firstly, you fire me from being second in charge and you give it to your freaking dog. Let's be honest about that. And then I decide to start researching what your dog was really like. And I was uncovering things that played out over those months, Joe. And it was quite confronting. I mean, you know, I mean, the guy was on Tucker Carlson when he was back on Fox, if you remember.
I remember that.
On gun control. Then was that time he ended up in Vegas in that hotel room.
Yeah, doing all the
cocaine.
That
wasn't going well. Mm-mm. Marries that chihuahua named Charlene. That was creepy. You know,
he was getting the tux, though.
It was a long journey, yeah. And I mean, like, and then he went and became a Scientologist. Remember that? He ended
up being
the captain of the Sea Org.
Yeah.
And and you know, what can I say? I'm glad he came through it in the end, you know, and it became someone I adored quite a bit. But I'm never going to forget the time he was at FurryCon. I'm really not.
Which one is he?
Yeah, that's right. Like, and I just want to point out, we do love Freddie, and the great journey about all that stupid cags over those months is he eventually became our supreme leader. And
that's right.
All hail Supreme Leader Teddy,
yes.
The official mascot of Captain's Quadrant.
Absolutely.
I will die for you. I will kill for you.
Mm. Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, man. Awkward. Well,
not that your cat can talk either, Jason, because he attempted to be on the show without you 1 week, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Wow.
Yeah,
I was in Japan because, as I remember, I actually did join the show live from Japan because I was lost and I didn't know where I was.
I remember was that.
They could tell me where food was.
You know who didn't help you?
Yeah, battle cat. It just took
she
his
was
she didn't help you at all.
She never made any illusion that she was going to.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've been playing along now this whole episode, right? But I really expected this week we'd be talking about your favorite episode, John.
My favorite, Code of Honor.
Come on, you know it. That's what they say, but when they walk out and they're talking to people in public,
my favorite, Code of Honor.
That's what they're saying to everyone out in public.
I'm not saying much. I'm just saying I know who that man would vote for today.
Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%.
We're going to remaster Code of Honor. We're going to give it a 4K restoration. We're going to add additional scenes. More CGI barbarians in it. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. Man. Greatest episode of Star Trek ever. Now, just build a wall around it. Build a wall around it, and I'm happy.
There you go, man. But before we go away from Teddy, have you, one thing I wasn't going to mention it because it was so controversial, but you did deal with this.
I need to talk to you. What are you doing here today?
Well, I'm here because I was slightly concerned.
He was helping people out.
We can't let that be buried in the sand, Joe. We're going to confront those.
Okay, you know what? In his defense, he's what, 5'6"?
He's 2.
Okay, there you go. So it's like an
Okampa. He's doggy, right? Son.
Yeah, it is dogger. He's 14.
Still underage.
He's 14. Underage.
Thank you for ruining the joke with logic.
You're welcome. You're welcome. In my defense, you ruined the joke by making it.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think that's pretty accurate. I'll let that
go. Yeah.
Can't deny truth. All right. What's going on, Captain?
Well, now we're going to go to a segment that we have forgotten but are bringing back in honor of you, and that is your voiced over.
It's time for stupid Star Trek questions.
Yes, the amazing segment, Stupid Star Trek Questions, where we take questions from people all over the internet and we discuss them. So, in Tom Lennon Writer asks, did Starfleet dress regulations ever include pointy sideburns?
Yes.
In the 70s, in the original motion picture, didn't McCoy have like the sideburns going on?
I don't know. Probably.
I think was too had struck by the blue eyeshadow. That's all I was.
Blue eyeshadow. That's for sure. Yeah, that's wild. But I think I don't recall anybody else having sideburns, but I'm sure it would have been like
a lot of dudes had the pointy things going.
Yeah.
You know, you want to make the future. Yeah.
Do you know whenever
bring it
Shatner
back, Joe,
filmed...
bring it back.
Yeah.
Do you know when Shatner filmed Star Trek Generations, all the scenes on the Enterprise B, he forgot to grow the pointy sideburns?
Really?
And so they took a fake mustache and cut it in half and fashioned really? Them. So look, they're a little bushier than usual. He said that in his book that he forgot to grow his sideburns. And so whenever he appears on the mountain at the end of the movie, on the Black Mountain, he has them for real. He managed to grow them by then. But the ones on the Enterprise B are fake.
So the he grew them for, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Yeah.
And it was oh my. Get it right. Yeah.
It was oh my? I thought it was oh
my. It was
boy.
Oh my. Oh my.
And that's why Takei took off with it. Oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, all right. So I guess that wraps that up. So be sure to join us next week.
Join us next week for more stupid Star Trek questions.
Just want to thank
everybody.
I thought
you had a bunch of them.
That was a great segment. It was totally worth it.
Yeah. You can hit us up on all of our fun social medias and we will bring them into the show because we love that segment and it's back with gusto. So thank you very much, Jace, for that. And then for those of you that are wondering, yes, we're going to have the giveaway very soon.
Is coming up soon.
It's coming up soon, but we first must spin a different wheel. And that would be the Wheel of Agony. Yes, the Wheel of Agony returns for the Agony Booth. And we have some oof episodes.
I'm just making sure you took this episode off. Okay, good.
I think I did.
Yeah, we have a terrible habit of leaving old episodes on there, and it's just.
See, it wasn't just me. No. For this.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just you.
I was a compliment. Sorrow, the only one. The thigh taw putty tat. I wouldn't mind seeing that one. Joker. The Beverly Boffs a Ghost episode.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the pink deal one? With the pink?
Yeah. So Inner Light. That's another controversial one. I'm not a fan of it. I think it's poo-poo. But a lot of people really like that one. What do you guys think of that one?
I like it.
See?
It's unmemorable, to be honest with you.
Y'all crazy.
Hard for me to watch. If it comes up, I'll be very upset. It's like my 100th episode ruined by Inner Light. So
Montuvix.
All right, here we go.
Sexy Ghost episode.
That would be controversial as hell if you landed on that.
Ew.
A night in sick bay.
Ew.
Good luck with all that, guys.
Ew.
A night in sick bay.
Oh, ew.
I don't remember that, but
it's Captain Archer's dog gets sick and he basically throws a baby fit for an hour.
That's it. The aftermath.
Now, why don't you go back to your quarters? I'll be along shortly to say hello.
So this is the one where his dog gets sick and then he has man issues. What were we saying, Jace?
Yeah, his dog gets sick and then he spends all night in sick bay. And he's basically like just not doing his job as a captain or an ambassador. And he's basically just being a big baby.
Now, as a dog owner myself, I get Captain Archer. I don't remember.
I do too, but I don't captain a starship either.
I'm the captain of this.
Captain, we need you on the bridge. No, I'm here watching my dog in a big cube of goo. Go away.
So
the fact that we never got a scene of that dog rubbing its butt along the carpet, but dragging it in front of it is a missed opportunity.
It is a missed opportunity.
I just want to know, why did we never get an episode of Enterprise that focused on Porthos, just what he does all day?
Yeah.
I wanted to see one where Porthos like actually saves the ship, but nobody knows.
Like
a little alien shows up.
I thought you were
going to
say it's like this still 5-minute like Wes Anderson type shot of him licking his crotch for 5 minutes.
it would have been better than the night in sick bay. It would have been better.
Oh man, let's say hello to all the folks that have joined us for our 100th. Yeah, there's quite a bit. Our good buddy Michael Adam Goodwill from Trekking Up North. Only 100 episodes, lazy. Much love to you guys. Cosmic Mom Dove here. Congratulations on your 100th episode.
Cosmic.
And she tried to send us something, but we're still the highlight of her Thursday. So yay. John S., 17 minutes and counting till the permission to come on board.
Oh, I'm guessing that's an old message.
Yeah, probably. And then we've got
granted. There we go.
Permission granted from my mom again. So,
I love how she's not even captain, but she's just like, yeah, sure.
Come on. Yeah, I'm just gonna let
everybody. It's like Kirk on the Enterprise. It's like he's not in charge of anything, but he's like giving all the orders and everything.
What's funny is that is art imitating life, because my mother constantly brought random people home. And it was like, who's this? Oh, you know, we were hanging out on the train. And it's like, okay, thanks. We got Nita saying congratulations. Yay. As well with Damon. Thank you both. Damon's Jay was the gentleman that we interviewed in section 31 and a half because we have questions.
Very cool guy.
Absolutely awesome guy. Thank you so much for hanging out and being in our other show. We've got Agitated JJ. Hey, yo. And our good buddy Geek Filter.
Yes.
I'd rather watch And the Children Should Lead 30 times rather than watch this musical.
I wouldn't go that far. That's a little harsh, yeah.
And then Jonas is asking if Teddy was paid in treats to do that video, and indeed. Geek he Filter
paid in treats and blood.
And blood. I know you're gonna run clips out, so I sent you something from me. Oh, well, I wish
feel
I
like now within the show.
Something that
see on the 200th.
Yeah,
we'll put something we could have known yesterday.
Yeah, that'd be great. And then, yes, John DeLance. Hell yeah, Q.
Yes, Q. That is amazing. I still can't believe you pulled that.
Yeah. Congratulations from the Chief, who is the doctor in our Doctor Who show over on the To Be Seen channel. I'm plugging myself too. Again,
don't plug yourself in public. It's
and for that. Yeah, he hasn't watched this show, but he has watched the show. And then, of course, my mom, Dirty Bird. Joe, hook me up with Q.
You know, he left his last girlfriend on a planet by herself.
Yeah.
So in the Gamma Quadrant, so it's not going to work out well for you, I'm just going to say. But, man, it would be a fun couple of months. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah. Admiral's Funniest Frontier says, I loved this episode.
He's the man.
That was always allowed. It was always
yes. I'm glad that somebody's saying he's going like, no, I loved it. Good on you.
Yeah, and then I completely disagree with you putting this episode on the show. It's Ernesto, also a fan of the musical. I wouldn't have had far much more respect for them if they had just turned to the camera and said, we just want to do a musical, instead of that horrible techno babble explanation.
It was one of the most cringiest techno babble explanations. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
It was. Very yeah. Admiral's Frontier Frontier says it's almost as good as a crossover episode. My favorite.
I can't say that much.
Was
I,
it though?
I do think that it crossover.
Was not. It was awful.
Was it?
No. It was very creative. All credit to them for even thinking about doing it. It was awesome. Okay.
Yes, I agree.
For me, the songs are forgettable. I literally can't tell you a lyric, and I'm still singing songs from Buffy the Musical 20 years. Excuse me, plus ago.
I've got a theory that it's a demon, a dancing demon. No, something isn't right there.
I am here with Joe from Nita. Same her musicals. They're not Bollywood. I just can't do them. Yeah. Ethan Peck killed it. Did he, though?
Did he?
Did he? He had a good voice.
Yeah, he wasn't bad, but they didn't really give him anything with much rage with either.
The choreography was not there in musicals.
It was very basic choreography.
Yeah, it was. Let's just jump
in their defense.
The going down the hallway, and they're doing that basic kind of arms out.
Well,
as they run off camera, and I'm like, ugh.
In their defense, they were probably filming this under very strict COVID protocols, though. Probably.
Maybe.
So that's their. But this Klingon singing
was
awesome.
Joe and Jason. There are two Jasons here, by the way. So yeah. You could be agreeing with me, Nita. You could be agreeing with him.
It's hard to go from Under the Cloak of War to a musical episode. That's true. That was a dark, deep.
Is almost... that something? That's that
he's
up an
plugging himself.
Point.
Oh, that's right. He was in that
he's
episode.
Plugging himself.
Well done, Damon.
Okay. Yeah. I have to.
But I'll tell you what, he does bring up an interesting point about the series and the tonal shifts from week to week. Yeah. And whether that serves the show well or it doesn't. Because we are now in a world where we're programmed for arcs, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going back to episodic television,
right?
Which is one week it's a musical. The next week it's a ripoff of Aliens. The next week after that is something else.
That's right, yeah.
I took off my headphones during most of that, so I didn't hear a word he said. So
it does that on every show.
Oh, wow. Wow. They borrowed a lot from Buffy, and to paraphrase MST3K, never mentioned a good musical in your musical.
Yes.
Well said, Geek Filter.
I still love the bunny line, because whenever they were talking about bunnies, I was just like,
Oh, see,
Admiral's theory.
I have never watched bunnies.
Oh, see, that's now, okay, too. Admiral Funny's front.
It is okay, but then now you know what you're missing.
No, yeah, it's an amazing show.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Buffy did it first, but not necessarily Bever. Agree to disagree.
Definitely
agree to disagree with that. Except maybe rest in peace, Spike.
No.
Am I the only one looking forward to Jason singing? Oh, wow. That's a request.
You sing. Okay. All right.
I assume it's you because it can't be me.
I thought they were talking about you. I don't know. What can I sing that would not get us copyright struck?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, maybe next time. If they were going to crib from Buffy, where's the song about our random red shirt? Huge missed opportunity.
Oh, there was. This could have been so self-referential. It would have been great if they'd just gone for it, gone for the comedy.
Again, they went in a different direction, though, because I saw it as an opportunity to deal with some of the emotional stuff. that character's
yep. right. Yeah.
Not the right choice, but that's what they did.
Yeah. And Admiral thought you were going to sing the whole show. Jason.
You did threaten that last week.
Yeah. You did.
I thought this would beyond the
rim of starlight, my love is wandering in starflight. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches love, strange love a star woman teaches. Okay, I know his journey ends never. His Star Trek we'll go on forever.
Now I gotta sing an Elton John style with the glasses.
But tell him while he wanders his starry sea, remember me.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Well played. Let's move
on. You know, Gene Roddenberry put those lyrics into the song so he could steal money from Alexander Courage.
Wow. Yeah, you always get something deep here on the Captain's
Podcast. Yeah, no, yep. Yeah, take something good and positive and put a negative spin on it. Good work.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, that's just me, a little rain of sunshine.
Yeah, be sure to subscribe and ring the bell so you're notified of all our wonderful episodes. And give
be
us
sure
a
to subscribe so we'll never sing again. That's
yeah, there you go.
Or subscribe so I will sing more.
As a mentor from song from Pike to Kirk would have been good.
Yeah.
Hey, that was mentioned. Somebody mentioned that. You said that, Jason. Did you? That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing on my ship again? Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't my idea again.
That wasn't a segue.
Sleep long.
Don't you have a ship of your own? I don't know. It seems to be gone.
A friend from Twitch. Sleeping long and prosperous would have been a line, yes.
Teddy does know how to party.
Yeah, Teddy knows how to party indeed.
He does.
The best stuff.
Anyway. All right, here's a good question. What is your top hope and your worst fear for season 3? Share both, please.
Oh, great question.
That's a good question. Great question.
My worst fear is they keep doing conceptual episodes rather than focusing on being Star Trek.
Mm.
That would be my fear, that we get more high concept ideas rather than just focusing on the show.
Interesting. Jason Gaston?
My fear is that, I don't know, it's a fear and a hope kind of rolled into one. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that we're probably going to gain Scotty as chief engineer, but that means we're going to lose Pelia.
But she could just leave. She can just go back.
She could just leave, which I hope that's what they do. I hope they don't kill her off. But I really am fascinated by the character, and I just don't feel like they do enough with her. And if she just leaves, just ups and leaves, I'm going to be upset. So I kind of hope that if they do bring in Scotty as a full-time character, that he's kind of like an engineer's assistant for a while or something, or like second in charge of engineering. You give Carol Kane another season, and then she can bow out and let Scotty take the
do we need to have Scotty in the series? That's my question.
No.
I think that they need, I think that they're trying to lay a foundation for what will eventually become TOS, because we got Uhura, we got Spock, Kirk's hanging around. I think it would be only logical that a few more show up.
An answer to this, Jason, because I'm sure there's material out there saying how long Scotty served on the Enterprise, so we could probably
I'm sure there are, but are we really paying attention to continuity that much by now? I really think that this next season also, I think we're going to be introduced to McCoy. I think he's going to show up at some point or another. He just seems like the next logical choice. Look at that.
And we got a request.
Who's her in?
Can Jason sing Faith of the Heart?
I'll listen to that.
I couldn't possibly. I got Faith of the Heart. I'm going where my heart will take me.
I feel the copyright strike coming.
Yeah.
Hold on. Skip intro. All right.
You can sing Star Trek in across the universe. On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk. Star
greatest film clip ever. Across
the universe. Yes. Boldly going forward because we can't find reverse.
How many times did you listen to that as a kid? Eh?
Right?
It would be fun to have. I wore out my cassette tape. Or...
Oh, yeah. See, Erickson Moress. I would love to see. I would love to see a Cation in live action. Like really well-realized Cation in real action. real. I don't care what they said. Those alien babes that Kirk was banging in Star Trek Into Darkness were not Cation. I don't care what the that was not though. They were not Cation. They were not. They were not.
Okay. There we go.
I get very angry about that.
it's a soft spot. For
you look at Tiana, look at them, not the same species. I'm sorry. Tiana wins.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Tiana wouldn't. She would jump into bed with Kirk at the first opportunity. Her and Shax would at both at the same time, and Kirk would be cool with it. Oh. But those were not Cations.
Okay. Mr. VHS Jace, Commander.
How am I supposed to follow that?
Exactly. Yeah, you can't. Just leave.
I can't. No, just leave. Get us out of here. You know, I know how to follow this, guys.
Yes.
You know, there's been something missing since I've been gone, and I what it is, and it's time to bring it back.
It's time for Name That Trekisode. The hell is that?
All right. Let's get it going. Here we go, guys. We're going to do Name That Trekisode. It's only two of you. So what the setup is there, if you've never seen this before, I have a single frame of footage of something from the world of Star Trek. And this guy has 30 seconds to see if they can figure out what episode it is. And I will preface it. If these two experts can't get this, then unsubscribe. Like, honestly,
no, don't do that.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
We came a long way to get to 622,
look,
man.
I can say what I want. Understand why. Trust me, the audience in the end will if you guys don't get this one. So no pressure, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. We got 30 seconds, and it's slowly going to come to it. They have to yell out, oi, when they know this obvious episode and what it is.
Blue carpet?
Yeah. It's on the holodeck.
We're getting there.
Oh, God, it's Code of Honor.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
There it is. I was almost there. Yeah. Code of Honor.
We don't need anything fancy. Just put they don't have to be centered in the holodeck. Just drop them on the floor. It's fine. It's Code of Honor. No one cares. Nobody's going to watch this episode
again. It's again more evidence that, you know.
My favorite, Code of Honor.
Your favorite, so there you go.
I'm not saying much. I'm just saying that he owns a red cap and he attends rallies.
Yes, yes. And he keeps donating money randomly.
He calls people who wear his mask sheep even though they have cancer.
Oh, God, wow. Yeah. A lot going on.
Though, guys, I might take this opportunity to say thank you for having me on this episode. Hey. So proud of you guys of how far the show has come. It's been great to pop back in and spend some time with you guys. And you never know if you kidnap my kids again, then yeah, I'll have to come back on. Like I was tonight. So,
I have ways to bring people back.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, trust me, the pleasure was all yours.
I agree. I did have a good time.
Yeah,
except for the songs, they were pretty crushing.
Yeah.
No, that was a good time.
I hope they don't make them look like the Cats movie that's back.
I want to see them look just like the Cats movie.
I have not seen the CGI Cats movie.
Oh, dear Lord. It is a life-changing experience. You have to watch it. Did you know? Did you know that in the Cats movie, they digitally removed CGI buttholes from the Cats before they put it into theaters? I want to see the butthole cut. Hashtag release the butthole cut.
And you know why? Because that would bother me. Because the whole time it's like, well, how do they poop? I'm not going to be able to concentrate on the music if I don't know how they're pooping.
Well, not concentrating on the music would probably be best.
Oh, God, was that
bad? Cats the Musical in the mid-80s. That was the ticket. That was a big thing. Yeah. I went over to Melbourne to go and see that.
I watched the movie whenever it came out on Max. I watched the movie, and then I immediately called my sister and said, you have got to watch the Cats musical. She goes, is it good? I was like, no, you've got to watch it.
I assume you've all seen the musical, though.
The next day, she's talking to my brother, and I can hear her go, you have got to watch the Cats musical. Is it good? God, no. It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
Saving something really delicious for a later day.
Was there a litter box thing? The audience was the litter box.
Yeah, for sure.
The audience was the litter box. That was the joke.
Mm. Oh my God.
I swear Ian McKellen looks at the camera at one point and goes, help me.
Yeah.
Ian McKellen was in it?
Ian McKellen is in it. Yes. Ian McKellen, Dame Judi Dench is in it. James Corden is in it. It's weird. Taylor Swift is in it.
Swifties in it.
Taylor Swift is in this movie.
Wow.
And she looks horrified the entire time. She's just sitting there singing. And she looks like this.
Oh, man. Well, this is going to wrap up the show. But before we go, we have to spin the Wheel of Wind. Yes.
I was about to say, didn't we already spin the Wheel of Agony?
A Wheel of Wind? Are you giving away prizes, Joe?
I'm giving away prizes. If you have commented, subscribe.
You can only do that because I left.
Oh, my gosh. That wheel looks like something Jake Sisko would wear.
Good point. It looks like his jumper.
Yeah, it does. It really does. We have 85 entries.
That's nuts.
I am surprised we have 85 fans, to be honest.
No, we have 600 and something.
So. Wow. 85 fans that want to be identified.
Yeah. There we go. So I'm going to spin this, and you're going to win so many prizes, including a Klingon fleece.
So, okay.
Yeah, right. I think you're on there. We'll go. There we go. Spinning.
I hope I'm not on that list. Imagine if I won it.
I think people would riot. And the winner is...
I'm not in it.
Arkan. So there's some Arkan. Of you that... Yes. Congratulations.
Wow, that's
epic. that's a very epic win.
Yeah. Well done.
Congratulations. You win all this stuff. They win a what's called a mystery box. You get mugs, Star Trek Next Generation mugs. You get a Klingon fleece. You get a copy of the Insurrection soundtrack from Star Trek Insurrection. You get
a copy of Cats on Blu-ray.
No, I'm not buying that. You get a very custom-made LaCar.
Hot bug?
No butt bugs. You get a custom-made LaCar's Captain's Quadrant keychain
nice.
From our good sponsor over at Encapsulated International, who are having a deal right now. You can use the code CAPTAINSQ, and you can get 15% off of your order. So be sure to visit Encapsulated International and get that going so you can get some really cool stuff. I am actually getting an Enterprise G made by Encapsulated, and I'm going to use the Captain's Quadrant code so that I can get a discount, even though they're our sponsor. So very excited about that. Very happy with all these wonderful things. And of course, that's
exploitation that Quark would be proud of.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Recenter myself. Hold on. There we go.
I have that's me. I can't help myself. I'll producer moves. I'm like, I'm moving that camera angle.
Yeah. I noticed that. It's like, oh, I don't remember doing that. And
I'm not used to standing up straight this often. I'm really getting sore.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Why would you have that issue?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a leaner. I'm like Riker. I'm a leaner.
Oh, so do you are you going to do the Riker maneuver?
Hold up. Let me see.
Oh, man. Oh, I can feel your groin pulling then.
That hurt really much bad.
Yeah. It also helps because he's like a giant.
I'm never going to have children.
Wait, you have 4 kids.
Yeah, too late.
More. Buddy. Never going to have more.
I won't have any more children.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm just going to have more cats.
I'm going to have more cats. Bring out the cats. Remember that Bring Out Your Dead from, what was that?
The Search for the Holy Grail. Yes.
Yes. Bring out your dead.
I can't bring out my cats. They're sleeping on the other side of the room. They have a do not enter sign
that
around.
That film is 50 years old next year.
No way.
Still awesome. It's still awesome.
Yeah. It's
yeah. It still holds up. Still holds up.
Wow. So before we go, I want to mention that a lot of you guys have a lot of things going on, the two of you. And I'm very proud of all those things that you guys have been able to accomplish.
That's the most Jersey thing I've ever heard.
It's pretty Jersey of me.
The two of yous. Wow.
The two of yous. Thanks.
I know I throw out a y'all every now and again, but wow. Just wow.
That was a rough one. But I am so glad to say every week that you guys should go and check out the Jason Roy Gaston channel, where comedy goes to die. And Jason and all his furry friends hang out and have fun playing video games and expressing themselves in various ways. And we're all laughing because of it. So be sure to go and check out the Jason Roy Gaston channel. And of course, be sure to go and visit Pop Culture Spread, where I was a guest last week. They have a lot of fun talking about movie and streaming news. The two very dressed well dappers, Jason Squared, as Jason Gaston pointed out to me last week, and Mission Rick are bringing you so much fun and so much news every week. And if you enjoyed me, please be sure to check out the console room, where we'll be talking about Doctor Who every Tuesday, hopefully at 8 p.m., depending on how long the afternoon goes. So we want to say, Jace, VHS Jace, thank you so much for
setting up. It's a pleasure to be here. Even though I've been accused of being a furry pet for all the weeks that I'm not on this, that's
our third term. Channel. You know what? I on should Invincible, be angry it is about a term it. The problem is
it's pretty accurate.
He well, loves he's the belly ones... being rubbed. It's fine, you know. He purrs like Dude, a cat. It's
my amazing. Leg kicks in this weird way, yeah. And it makes him laugh every time.
Yeah, but then he shows me the lipstick, and I'm like, nope, that's enough.
I'm proud of it. I like
There's something I'm missing here. I don't know.
I always do it when guests come around.
That's yeah, so it's always so weird. It's like, down.
And we are going to have more exciting news and more fun space adventures, so be sure to subscribe. And there's going to be some really exciting news next year. So stay tuned, stay in touch, subscribe, because when we announce that, you're going to go, what? And you're never going to forget it. Oh, so yeah. Until next time, friends, live long and prosper, peace and long life, and try not to do a musical.
Affirmative.